Hard times for homeowners.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The number of home foreclosures fell a bit last month. They were down 10%. Still, there were more than 250,000 foreclosure filings in January, as falling home prices keep trapping owners in houses worth less than the mortgage. Rick Sharga of Realty Track is pessimistic.
We're really not seeing anything positive at all in the numbers right now. In fact, there are harbingers of more downside to come as unemployment numbers go up and as a new batch of potentially problem loans gets ready to reset over the next 18 months.
There'll be a little relief for home buyers in the new economic stimulus package set for a House vote today or tomorrow. Less relief than had been proposed. The $15,000 tax credit for anybody buying a home in the next year has been cut back, and now it's only for first-time buyers. The bill had also included a tax cut for any business that loses money over the next 2 years. That's now been limited to small businesses. One tax break that survived is the $70 billion it'll take to shelter middle to upper income taxpayers from paying the alternative minimum tax. Commercial satellite companies are assessing the impact of a collision in space earlier this week. An American communications satellite was destroyed when it ran into a Russian craft. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
A satellite owned by the U.S. company Iridium crashed into a defunct Russian military satellite. This is the first time that two full-size craft of this kind have collided in orbit. Iridium supplies voice and data services to 300,000 subscribers. The company says the loss of its craft will have a minimal effect on its business. It has a couple of spare satellites which can be swiftly maneuvered into position. But space expert Barry Fox says, "We have a problem in the final frontier."
The long-term effect will concentrate minds on the fact that you've got to take a lot more care of space junk.
NASA and the Pentagon currently track more than 10,000 pieces of orbiting debris. Both are campaigning for more funds to improve the monitoring. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Wall Street prices lifted a little yesterday, but the direction overseas. Major European markets are off 1-2%. Asian markets were down 2% and 3%. Japanese electronics giant Pioneer announced 10,000 job cuts. It's shutting down two plants in Southern California and one in Britain, and it's getting out of the plasma TV business altogether. And Pioneer is not alone in its suffering. We are about to get the January retail sales figures this morning. They've been ugly lately. Several big retail chains have gone bust, including Circuit City and Mervyn's. There is, however, a booming business in buying up the rights to defunct brands left behind by bankruptcy. Mitchell Hartman explains.
Sharper Image, Bombay Company. These firms have gone belly up, but there's still a lot of value in their names, says Jamie Slater. He's CEO of Hilco Consumer Capital, which has bought these and other top-notch brands at bargain prices. Hilco spent $34 million on Sharper Image. Last week, it bought Linens and Things,
which will be a dot-com play and a store within the store.
Now, some of these brands fell on hard times in recent years, and their retail stores weren't loved or even much frequented by consumers. But Salter says they still have high name recognition.
When we get a hold of a company, we sell off or liquidate the parts that are no good, that don't work, that are broken, and the parts that are good, you know, we build upon them.
Salter says his company is looking to buy three more bankrupt retail names, including a well-known electronics chain. Circuit City, anyone? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
Valentine's Day is nigh, a wonderful time for poetry. Not an especially profitable time. Most working poets still need to have some kind of day job to support their art. But Marketplace's Sean Cole has learned about one way to make poetry pay. Here's Sean.
Danielle MacDonald has been writing poetry for years, but she never really did anything with it, never published. And then, about a year and a half ago, a friend of hers needed to write a poem for his wedding ceremony, but he didn't know how.
So he actually asked me to write the poem. But the catch was he didn't want his wife-to-be to know that he hadn't wrote it.
The poem was a hit. And when the truth came out that Danielle had written it, she got more requests.
Weddings, bar mitzvahs, christenings, even funerals. And I thought, oh, I could actually make a little bit of money from this. So Secret Writer was born.
SecretWriter.org, that is. Danielle is now a professional online Cyrano. Here's part of a poem she put together for another couple's wedding.
The first date was a success. Trevor wore his Batman t-shirt, Lara a pretty dress. After many a date...
Do they all rhyme?
Mine do, yes. Nailing, hammering and painting the walls. This was not a problem with Trevor's new tools.
Basically, you send Danielle your request and she sends you a questionnaire, asking for all the names and details she'll need to personalize the poem. She charges $50 to $200, depending on how quickly you want it.
The top end is for the express service, and that's a poem that's turned around within 24 hours.
She's only had a couple of express requests.
Not to sound sexist, but both of those have actually been from men that have left it to the last minute.
And she has a surprising number of competitors. I easily found five other websites like Secret Writer. One charges $50 for a limerick and $125 for a sonnet. Another charges $150 for a limerick, but you can get a Valentine's poem for $74.95. This is probably one of the easiest ways to make money from poetry, and you still can't survive on it. Danielle's husband is the main breadwinner. Her poems pull in $200 a week at most.
And do you see them as poems, or do you see them as products?
I see them as poems. If it's a product, then it just becomes about the money, which if it was just about the money, then I would be probably working for a TV station or for a radio station.
Yeah, there's tons of money in radio, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great day.
American Public Media.